It's good to see all of you this morning. I know the church doesn't seem as full as it sometimes does, but nevertheless, those of us who are here to do none other than to worship God in spirit and in truth, I hope.
Amen.
This morning, it was read for your hearing from Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. We're going to be looking at verse number 4 there, where it says, "Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others."
Yes.
So we're titling this message, "Show Concern for Others."
Amen.
That's what you're told to do in the scriptures there, is to show concern for others.
Yes.
You know, I went to a funeral yesterday. It was the first of its kind for me because I saw it was a double funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I know many of you may have heard of the young man who was killed out here on Bishop Ford on his motorcycle. Well, he was married to my niece. Though they were not together anymore, they were married, and they were married right here in Stony Island in July of 2001.
Wow.
But God saw fit to call him home, and he wasn't expecting to be called home. And then 4 days prior to his death, his grandmother passed. So the family was suffering a double tragedy in their lives. And this is why this message today means so much to me, because it's about showing concern for others.
Yes.
Jesus left us with many examples on living, as he taught us how to help others, how to love others, and how to pray for others. And we want to continue that in that vein this morning. Let us go to God in prayer. Oh Lord, our God and our Heavenly Father, you have blessed us once again and given us the privilege and an opportunity that we have to come together to serve thee and worship thee in spirit and in truth. We thank you this morning, Father, and we know that there are many that are missing. There are some that are missing in from the church here, and there are some that are missing from their families. We thank you, Lord, that we are among the land of those who are going home, O Lord, and we thank you and we ask you to make sure to help us to get home, if you will. Thank you, Father, and as I pray for the sick and the shut in, I pray and ask you to be with them, strengthen them, and give them the courage and the wisdom and the knowledge to continue to follow you. As I pray for this church, O Lord, I pray for the well-being of the church. I pray for the well-being of each and every member here this morning.
Amen.
I thank you, O Lord, for all that can be said in your name. Father, I pray that something out of what we say may touch a nerve or strike a nerve with some and cause us to come around once again.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord, and I pray for the leaders here this morning, that they may humble themselves and be worthy of their profession, O Lord. I pray, O Lord, that for the parents who are raising children this morning, I thank thee, O Lord, that you would guide them and lead them in the right direction. If they would but simply follow you, they will be led in the right direction. Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything, and it's in Jesus' name I pray and ask it all. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Prayer is so very important in the lives of Christians. James 5:16 tells us to pray for others. Pray for others when they are sick, in times of despair, in times of need, and especially in times of weaknesses.
Amen.
None of us will ever make it through this life without needing prayer.
Amen.
So many of us don't feel the need to pray until a crisis hit our lives. That is certainly a good time to pray, but sometimes we need to pray to thank God for what he gives us.
Amen.
Like another day added to our lives. For the food that he gives us. for the clothing that he gives us to put on our backs.
Amen.
And sometimes simply for those who he sends into our lives. Others can sometimes cause us grief, heartaches, and trouble, but we are still to pray for them anyhow. We are to encourage one another.
Yes.
Paul was encouraged when God sent Titus to him. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number 5 and 6, he speaks of how that they were tired and they were troubled on every side. But God comforted them that are cast down by sending a Titus to our lives as well. Do you know who your Titus may be? No, you don't know. You just know when you're in trouble, you need help. You need to be encouraged sometimes. Sometimes you can say something very simple to somebody and give them encouragement, offer them a hello or I hope you're doing all right. That's encouragement to some. You may say, well, I don't know how to comfort others. Perhaps just being there while someone is going through low times in their lives may renew their strength and give them a renewing of their faith in people.
Yes.
When you can't go to others, you pick up the phone and call them. Let them know you miss their presence at church.
Yes.
Don't leave it to one person to make all the calls. The church doesn't run with one person. It's a team effort.
Amen. Amen.
When someone is in need, try to visit them if possible. As James tells us in 1:27, to visit the fatherless and visit with the widows in their afflictions. You may not know this, but troubles can come to any of us at any time, and we need the help of others.
Amen.
When we are lonely, we are out of sorts. Our jobs can cause us great anxiety.
Yes.
We don't have to have a fever to be sick, you know.
Amen.
When we can't visit with someone, how about a card or a letter? Or let someone know you care and appreciate them. Now, I took an example of that from Sister Barnes. I don't mind mentioning her name up here. Sister Barnes used to send a card no matter what the situation was. She was a card person. And I know she doesn't send quite as many as she used to, but she still has the feeling that she needs to send cards from time to time.
Amen.
We are to forgive others.
Yes, yes.
Isn't it time to forgive someone that you don't particularly care for?
All right.
Why? Because you may be holding a grudge against them for some time, and sometimes that grudge that you have is older than your oldest child.
All right.
Let it go. As Christians, we need to let others know I'm not the same person I used to be. I've grown into, with the help of the Lord, to be better than I once was.
Yes.
Let it go.
Amen.
Paul is giving us to know that we need to be concerned about not only ourselves, but also help have others at heart. Their concerns and to show love toward them. Forgiving them is one way to show others that you love and care about them. How are we to forgive others, somebody may ask? Well, Jesus left us with many examples throughout his word. But what comes to mind to me can be found in Matthew chapter 6, verses about 12 through about 15. He tells us to forgive others their debts, forgive men their trespasses. Your heavenly Father will also forgive you, but if you fail to forgive men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you your trespasses. In other words, if you want to be forgiven, you got to learn to forgive. You've got to have a forgiving spirit and a forgiving heart. Trespass is a deviation from righteousness, a misstep, a fault, something that any of us can make. We need to be careful in accusing someone of something, lest we fall ourselves. No matter how well you think a person dressed, no matter how shine their shoes may be, no matter how polished they may speak, they still may be troubled inside. And we've got to learn to forgive them. We've got to consider that others are going through something that you may not ever even know about unless you ask them. So ask somebody, speak to somebody sometimes, and just ask them, are you all right today? Now, I don't mean for you to become a dumping ground, but when you ask that question of some, you'll get everything in the world you ever thought of. But sometimes if you just ask the question and let a person express themselves, that's encouraging and forgiving to them sometimes. We are to forgive just as God forgave us in Ephesians 4 and verse number 32. It says, be kind to one another, tenderheartedness, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you.
Amen.
In other words, mean it when you forgive others. Don't say it with your lips only, mean it with your heart as well. We are to love others. Now, I speak about love many times. I have spoken about love many times from this very pulpit. But Jesus tells us in John 13 and 35, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another.
Yes.
He started this in verse 34. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Some people are still hung up on themselves that they can't see loving others. But I don't see Jesus leaving us with a choice in the matter. He said, if you are to meet him, if one day you want to meet him up in glory, we are to love others down here on earth. We are to love others at their weakest points as well as their strongest points. Now, it's easy to love someone when they are at their best, when they are best dressed, best smelling, best of health, and best speaking.
Right.
But sometimes the best of us can fall.
Yes.
Will you still love me when I'm falling?
Okay.
The answer should be yes.
Yes.
We are to rejoice with others in their happiest of times, also when their happy time turns to sadness. Will you still love others? The Bible tells us in Romans 12 and verse number 15, rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. Our text for today tells us to look not on every man his own thing, but also on the things of others. In other words, we should love with others. When they are in need of help, we should also love them when they're at their happiest moments. The Word of God will never ever lead us wrong. His Word is truth, and if we want to make it into heaven, we must live by the Word of God while we have time. Look at the text once again in verse number 4. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Now, what are you saying, preacher? Well, I'm simply saying, when you get home today, give a call to somebody who's missing from the seat next to you. Give a call to somebody who you didn't see last week. Or give a call to somebody that you just missed for several weeks.
Right.
Just say to them, I missed you very much at church, and I was wondering if there's anything I can do for you.
Right.
You never know what's going on in a person's mind. You never know what's going on in their lives even. The only time we have to get it right is right now. We must live right in order that we might die right. in order that we might get upright. It's time that we learn to reach out and love one another. It's time we encourage one another. And most of all, it's time that we learn to accept one another's faults. You know, when a man and a woman, for the lack of a better term, are courting each other, they show the best sides of them.
Right.
They show the good side, Brother Jackson.
That's right.
And then as soon as they get married, the bad side comes out.
All right. Amen.
Well, then it's time to, you've got to get an understanding with one another. You've got to say to somebody, I know you're going through something right now, but can I help you? Can I pray with you? You know, prayer means so much in the life of a Christian.
Yeah.
A life of a Christian should never be without a prayer in his mind.
Man.
A prayer is what sustains us. It's our way of reaching God.
Yes.
Since God doesn't accept texts or emails and phone calls, we've got to learn to pray to him. That's his line.
That's right. True.
So we've got to reach out to the Lord through prayer.
That's right.
And what better way to reach out to the Lord in prayer than just to say thank you sometimes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Now, there are some folk who think the only time to pray and thank God is around Thanksgiving. Oh, they get holy and uppity then. But I'll tell you something this morning. You should have thanked God this morning when you awakened.
Amen.
You should have thanked God before you left home, and thank him once you get to the church house to say, give him an opportunity to say thank you again. I tell you, this world would be a much better place if more of us prayed, I believe. I believe that there are some things that we will never be able to solve on our own, and we need the Lord's help in solving those things. Now, as I said in the front of this beginning of this message, I heard the cries of family members yesterday. I heard the cries of some friends, and the place was well represented for these two people that were being funeralized on yesterday. One of them was 100 years old, and the other one was 42 years old. But I thought about it when I looked at the matter. I said to myself, God gave them each the time he wanted them to have.
Yeah.
And you can't get around that. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm simply saying it's time to live your life maybe in a different manner. If things haven't gone the way you think they should have gone thus far, you need to reach out through prayer to the Lord. And you need to ask somebody to pray with you and for you. You know, there's no better place to ask for prayer than in the household of faith.
Amen.
I notice when the brothers meet in the back, some of the brothers pour their hearts out when they ask for prayer. But they know what they're doing. They know to ask for prayer, and they know that their brothers in Christ can pray for, help them to pray to get through whatever it is they're going through. And you need to feel the same way. You can reach out to the Lord in prayer and get you through what you're going through with the help of others. Now, what are you saying, preacher? Once again, I'm simply saying we need to learn to show concern for others. When you see me on a Sunday, you ask me, how am I doing? And I'll tell you, well, I'm doing all right. Deep down inside, I may be in a hurting state. Deep down inside, you don't know what's wrong with me. And unless you show enough concern for me, I'll never tell you. I don't volunteer to give out my information sometimes because I'm a secret person. And I'm not speaking of me individually. I'm speaking of me in general. I'm speaking of you. I'm speaking to the church. We need to learn to care for one another. And through prayer is how our lifeline to God. When you show concern for one another, you'll oftentimes ask them, would you like to pray? Would you like for me to pray with you? Would you like for me to pray for you? Or what is it that I can do for you? When I think about how wonderful it is to have a master that we serve like Jesus, I think how good it is to be alive. I think how good it is to know Jesus. And how do we get to know Jesus better? Well, we come to Jesus by hearing the gospel, believing in Christ Jesus, repent of your past sins, confess Christ, and be buried with him in the watery grave of baptism. And wintertime does not negate the fact that you need to be baptized.
Right.
The water is ready.
Amen.
Or we can get it ready very quickly here.
That's right.
So don't just think that you can only come to God in the summertime of the year, but feel that you can come to God in the wintertime as well. As I often say, I'll say it again, God is good. And all the time, God is good. Can we just say every one of us, thank you, God. Thank him for everything that he does for you. When the weather is bad outside, thank him for the weather that you are feeling and seeing. When the weather is good on the outside, thank him for the good weather. Thank him for everything that he does for you. Thank you, Lord. Some of us might be saying to ourselves, I don't have much to be thankful for. But I disagree with you on that.
Sure.
If you got a breath in your body, you got something to be thankful for.
Yeah.
If you've got a prayer in your heart, be thankful to God for giving you that prayer, those words of encouragement. And give those words of encouragement to someone that you meet along the way. Because you never know when your time is coming. I can guarantee you one thing. Your time is coming.
Amen.
There's no getting around that. So you may as well show concern for others while you're here. And especially when I think about our young people. You know how many times if somebody shows concern to a 13-year-old who goes out and kills somebody? How many times perhaps we could have avoided that by showing concern for him? A 13-year-old mother-to-be, how could we, if we had shown concerns, how do we know we may not have been able to prevent that from happening? Sometimes all people need is someone to talk to them and encourage them. Tell them you're doing all right. If I can help you, let me know. Let them know that there is somebody with a higher power, somebody in higher authority than even you are, who can get them through their tragic times and the low times in their lives. Let them know that there is a God who can lift them up out of their low times. There is a God who can set them up on high, who sits up on high and looks down low. There is a God, but he wants us to obey his words. And Paul tells us in Philippians there to be show concern for others as well as you, your own concerns. Show concern for others. Invite somebody to come to church with you one Sunday. Invite somebody to come see how it really is when people are serving the Lord. Let everybody know about the God you serve. Encourage them with your words of wisdom as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.